Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we begin this morning, have been focused this week on being called to unity. And I also want to let you know that this weekend, primarily Sunday, June 12th, depending on when you're listening to this, I will be at the Spencer Christian Church on Taylorsville Road. I believe it's actually a Fishersville address, if I remember correctly, but near Taylorsville, Kentucky. And be preaching a message on growing strong, or growing as those who pray strong. And then leading two seminar sessions following lunch on Sunday there at the church on prayer. Meeting with the church leadership Saturday evening. And appreciate your prayers as I travel. If you're in that part of Kentucky, Taylorsville, Kentucky area, a little bit south of Louisville, southeast, feel free to stop in and visit the church on Sunday and participate in this time of prayer. Growing as a church that prays is the theme for the seminar. Today we're looking at this idea of unity and specifically a unity of faith. We've been looking throughout the week. We've talked about a unity of mind, a unity of life. We've talked about complete unity. We've talked about a unity of the Spirit. And today we want to talk about a unity of faith. Paul writes, and he tells the Ephesians, until we all reach unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Saturday's devotion in the printed prayer guide, and if you're not familiar or new to the broadcast, I only do the broadcast Monday through Friday, and so there won't be one tomorrow, talks about being called to perfect unity. And the idea that that's God's desire for us is this unity of faith, this unity of heart and mind and spirit, would lead us to, in Christ, develop and grow towards a perfect unity. Some would hear that and think, well, that's not even attainable. In our flesh, it isn't. But if God's Word has called us to it, we ought to be able to work towards that. But this unity of faith, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so when I think about growing towards and in a unity of faith, I think about growing in the things hoped for, a unity in the things hoped for. When you think about it, this unity of what we hope for ought to bring about a unity of action, a unity of thought, a unity of purpose. When we realize that our hope is in the same thing, our hope is for the same thing, it ought to change the way we interact with one another. When our desire is united in wanting to not only get to heaven, but to live for Christ on the journey, we begin to see one another differently when we live with that unity of faith, when we live with a unity of evidence of things not yet seen. It ought to deepen our convictions that we're in this together, that we're not alone, we're not isolated, it's not just about me getting there. You see, this unity of faith is a unity that comes through maturity. And it produces maturity. And as we come together in this goal of a perfect unity that God calls us to, it ought to become pretty obvious just simply by observing life that that's not possible outside of Christ. And that even in Christ, it's a difficult thing because we're involved. We've talked in this week when we've been talking about unity, about various things that have caused division within the church itself. And while there are doctrinal issues that have caused divisions over generations, most of what we hear about, I believe, come from a lack of this unity of faith. They get sidetracked. If you're going to have theater seating instead of pews, I'm not interested. If you're going to have green carpet instead of blue, I'm not interested. Then we say it out loud and it sounds silly. If you're going to sing the song you like instead of the song I like, I'm not interested. You say that out loud and it sounds selfish. And on the list goes, because we've become sidetracked. And we've tried to develop a unity based on, based on commonality of things that were not necessarily designed to be common. We're designed to have different tastes and different likes, and but we're also designed to have a unity of faith. In the overall text that I based the entire week's prayer focus out of, on unity, we looked at that on Monday. Paul writes to the Ephesians just prior to the verse I read earlier today about this unity of faith. And he says to make every effort to keep this unity, because there is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. When we recognize the uniqueness of those things, it ought to produce a unity of faith, because we realize that we're united around the core of who God is, around the core of what He's done for us, around the core of what He's doing. And this unity of faith says that I am united with all who are pursuing this hope of eternal life, this hope seen in the resurrection of Jesus. I'm united with all who are pursuing this evidence of things not seen, of a living God. Of an eternity with Him. And together we grow. In the New Testament, there was an issue of division. People had kind of lined up against on the side of this leader and that leader, and they were kind of dividing based on who they were following. We tend to do that. And Paul comes along and he says, were you baptized in the name of Apollos or Cephas or me. No, we were baptized into Christ. That's who we ought to be following. That's who our faith ought to be in. And we realize that our pursuit of God comes through faith in Christ. The Bible says it is by faith that we are saved. Not by our works, so that we can't boast about it. And we can't line up people behind us. We simply help them line up behind Christ. And this unity of faith is practical. It's applicable. It's important to all who pursue Christ. Now, as I've talked throughout the week, this unity kind of assumes a common purpose, a common goal, a common faith, a common hope. The Bible says it's impossible for those united with Christ to be united with the world. But we live in the world, and we live in a way that presents hope. Presents hope because of this unity of faith. When we begin to look around us, it's important, I believe, to consider, am I adding to the unity of faith, a godly unity? Or am I adding to the division? And I know there are those that when we stand for truth, when we stand in unity with Christ, that will reject our word, our message, reject even us. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about accepting everything and falling into the trap of dismissing sin. But I am talking about growing in unity. That under the headship of Christ, we are longing and growing toward that perfect unity. As we spend time praying today, I would ask that we consider what role our faith has in producing unity with those around us. What is it that we can agree on? We ought to be able to agree on Jesus, on who He is, on what He's done, on what He is doing, on what He will do, because the Bible tells us that He's God's Son. He paid the price for our sin. He's preparing a place for us. He will return again and bring us to Himself. That, my friends, is the foundation for unity of faith. The hope of things to come, the evidence of things not yet seen. Am I living with that kind of unity? With those that are pursuing that same thing? That same Jesus? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. Your love has called us to unity, even perfect unity. And I know you tell us that we can't be united with the world because we're not of the world. Not when we're in Christ. But we ought to be united with one another who are in Christ. United in spirit and mind and thought and practice. United in faith. Father, help us to keep the important things in front of us and allow our opinions, our personal taste to melt into the background and help mold who we are, but not infect the unity that we need to have. Father, may this unity of faith, this unity of hope and evidence lead us to live in a different way, a better way with one another. As we realize the struggles that everyone has in life and the temptations that we often succumb to and the ways that we've been trained and taught and are overcoming, that we would not disassociate from those that are different from us, but yet still pursue the same faith, that still have the same belief in Jesus, that still long for that one hope, that one faith, that one baptism, that one God and Father of all of us. Father, your word tells us that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, that there's no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. And so as we realize that there's a dividing line there, we realize also that there's a unity, or at least ought to be a unity of faith among those that call on the name of Jesus. And so, Father, today may we who call on the name of Jesus learn to do a better job at getting along with others who call on the name of Jesus. May we encourage, may we instruct, may we be encouraged and instructed. And may our growth of unity lead us to a better representation of Jesus everywhere that we go. Father, I continue to pray for those that are hurting. Their hearts are broken. Their bodies are in need of healing. Their mind is filled with confusion. Their spirit is lonely. Father, I pray that our unity of faith, our unity in Christ would help us to see those people, would help others to see us when we are those people. And we would grow in this unity in such a way that we care and encourage and love and help and share and all of the things that we ought to be doing as Christ followers. Father, may we lift one another to you and not just talk about them with you and pray for them, but listen for how you would have us to interact and to share and to help, to encourage, to even correct when needed. And Father, as we grow in unity, may we represent Jesus. May we lift Him up at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.